This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
As blind and partially sighted people, we've never had so many options for reading books and documents and other text. Of course, many of us use apps on our phones, but there are times when we still need to read the printed word. Well, here to help us navigate three of the standalone reading options from RNIB's Products for Life team, it's Louise Kenny. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio. Louise, you've got a new product for reading printed text.
Yes, thank you, Dave. So the new product of the range is the Hark Reader from Humanware. And the Hark Reader has a built-in camera which allows to scan your newspaper articles, your books, and your everyday letters that come through the post.
And some of that print can be pretty tiny, right?
Yes, so the Hark Reader allows us to scan anything that from a 6-point right up until a 72-point font.
I mean, what's this device feel like? What's the kind of the form factor? Is it something that we have to kind of set up on a table, or is it a bit more portable?
It's a portable device, but you do need space. So say, for example, the largest page it will hold is an A4 page, which gives you a rough idea of how big or how wide the base would need to be. It is portable, so you can fold it down, pack it up, and take it to your lessons if you're studying.
Right, and do we have to be plugged in?
So it does hold the built-in battery, and it lasts up to 12 hours.
Excellent. So that's going to run all day pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah. And why do you think it's important that we have standalone devices like this? Of course, many of us are using apps on our phones to do a little bit of spot reading. What's the benefit of having a standalone dedicated scanning device like this?
I think this is ideal for someone who is studying, but equally for someone who doesn't have Wi-Fi at home, or for someone who's a bit apprehensive about some of the advanced technology that is available out there. So something like this is very straightforward to use.
And it works with slightly more complex material as well, as I understand it. It's not just a simple letter. This is going to work with documents that have multiple columns and things like that.
Yes, so we can do your newspaper article or your bank statements.
Right. Okay, so the Hark Reader, a premium standalone scanning device for recognising the printed word, even if that text is really tiny, down to 6 points. So that's obviously a premium option, probably a funded purchase with access to work or disabled students allowance. We do have some other ways to read though, Louise.
We do. So we have the Community Player. So for anyone who is familiar with the RNIB Community Clock, the Community Player is designed with the exact same shape. So the Community Player is black with a white tactile button on the top, with a black unit and then a white base. So it's one device. There is a rigid speaker, and then underneath that there is the volume controller to scroll up and down to adjust the volume.
Okay, and the Community Player is designed for reading RNIB talking books from a USB memory stick, right?
Exactly, for the memory stick or the pen drive. I know some people refer to it as different names. There's a port on the back where you simply slot in the memory stick, and then it'll say that it's switched on, and you play your book.
And again, you don't need to be familiar with using a smartphone or be on the Wi-Fi or anything like that.
No, not at all.
Excellent. Okay. And then the final product we're going to talk about today is Accord.
Yeah, so the Accord, it's a really nice, slick device. It's fairly new. So it would be small, but like slightly larger than a coffee mug. There are two tactile buttons, and that is for the volume. So you've got your tactile plus and volume down control for up and down. Again, for listening to your audiobooks, you can slot in. There's a port for slotting in your memory stick or pen drive. This one's Bluetooth, so if you do have a smartphone, you can pair it up and then listen to your music as well.
Right, I was going to ask you that, the difference between the Community Player and the Accord, because they're both USB players. They will both play talking books from USB sticks, but the Accord a bit more sophisticated because you can use it as a Bluetooth speaker as well.
Yeah, and this one out of the two, probably, for example, if you had it on your bedside table and you knocked it over, this one, to be honest, would be stronger and would hold it wouldn't damage.
No, it's a bit more rugged. And I think...
Yeah.
And I think with the Accord as well, you've got wireless charging there.
You do. So there's a little, like a little plate that you can set it on and that'll charge it up, or you can just plug in the charger to the main supply.
Okay. So the Hark Reader for reading printed text of all sorts of shapes and sizes, and then the CommuniPlayer and Accord that will read books from USB memory sticks, and as you mentioned there, the Accord perhaps a bit more rugged, wireless charging, and you can double it up as a Bluetooth speaker. Fantastic, Louise. How do listeners learn more about these products and get in touch for the latest pricing information?
To learn more about our RNIB products, you can visit the RNIB shop website at shop.rnib.org.uk, or you can phone our RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.
Louise Kenny from RNIB's Products for Life team, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.